This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Leon Goldstein, board-certified plastic surgeon at Coastal Plastic Surgery Center. Dr. Goldstein performs breast lift surgery and other procedures of the breast, body, and face from offices in Providence, Rhode Island, and Madison, Connecticut. Dr. Goldstein, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is ours as well. Thanks for your time. Now, Dr. Goldstein, tell us, for starters, what is the difference between breast lift surgery and breast augmentation to kick things off today?
Sure. As you know, breast augmentation is very, very popular. It's especially popular among sort of the younger set of people who want to fill out and improve their overall shape or form. And then as people get a little bit older, they decide that what they really want is a lift of the breast that they already have. But that's getting, I guess, ahead of myself. Basically, the difference is with breast augmentation, you're enlarging the breast, usually using some form of implants, and a breast lift is really bringing the breast up to where it should be because of the fact that there's been some droopiness, which usually occurs due to age or maybe several pregnancies.
And why do you think breast lifts are becoming so popular, it seems, each and every year?
I kind of started answering that a little bit. But what happens is, as the I've been around long enough that I've seen patients come back who have had breast lifts early on, and now they want to just have their breast lifted. They don't really want to care for the implants anymore, and they just want to have the breast up where they used to be when they were 18, 20 years old. So what happens is that many of them have their implants removed, and I bring the breast up. It's an operation where you just vertically bring the breast up to where it should be, and you attach it in different ways in order to see where it's supposed to be. So the popularity has increased as the age of the population has increased. So people now want to have their breasts lifted rather than maybe enlarged. Enlargement is still popular to in a large segment of the population, but a lot of people just don't want implants. They just want the breasts up, and they feel that they have a nice figure as long as their breasts are up where they used to be when they were 18, 19, and that's now possible with the breast lift procedures because there have been many improvements.
Dr. Goldstein, what new advances have been made in the breast lift procedure?
Yeah, right. In the old days, the breast lift was basically gathering up the breast and bringing it up to where it should be and reducing the skin brassiere, the skin coverage of the breast. By making the brassiere smaller, you obviously raise the content of the breast up. The problem with that procedure is that the entire breast is being held up by skin. And you know what happens to skin. You can just grab your cheek and pull on it, and you'll notice that your cheek stretches. Well, that happens also with the breast. So what happens is, with the old techniques, the breast would droop again after a number of years. Actually, the breast would drop down, would bottom out, as we say, where most of the volume goes a little bit lower, but the nipple, because of that, kind of rides up even higher, which is not a good look. So the big advances have been in the way the breast is now lifted up. And it's known as the vertical breast lift, where you actually take a portion of the breast and lift it and put it up in the upper half of the breast, giving the fullness that people want, and then bringing the rest of the breast together and attaching it to itself and to the fascia of the muscle below it, which is tissue, which is very, very strong and stays in place. And then for that reason, the breast stays lifted. I have seen people now who have this type of a lift 4 or 5 years out, and they still look just the way they did right after the actual surgery. They almost look like they're wearing an invisible bra. So patients love that.
And I am sure they do. Today we are speaking with Dr. Leon Goldstein, board-certified plastic surgeon at Coastal Plastic Surgery Center here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What preparation should patients take in order to be in optimal health for any of the breast lift or breast augmentation procedures?
Sure. Before I say that, I just also wanted to mention that the other advantage of the new breast lift procedure is that there is no scar that goes laterally or medially on the breast, therefore allowing people to wear all types of clothing that may expose a portion of the breast that they couldn't before. So that's an important aspect to it. Preparation, obviously, people should be in the best health possible. They should have good nutrition, and they should be staying away from blood thinning products, which are not only aspirin and aspirin type products. So people should be staying away from vitamin E and herbal medications, which can also cause thinning of the blood. So that's number one. Two, staying away from smoking is also very important, especially in the breast lift procedure, because of the fact that you need a good blood supply. And nicotine does cause constriction of the blood vessels, which can compromise the blood supply to the skin that you want to maintain. Those are the important issues, other than the fact that obviously you should be in your best health possible. If you have systemic illnesses such as hypertension or diabetes, they should be under pretty good control before you undergo the procedure. So these are all sort of common aspects to the surgery that obviously the surgeon involved should check off and make sure that the patient is in the best shape possible. Weight is important too. Obviously, the closer you are to your ideal weight, the better the result you will have, and also the less chances of any complications during the procedure or after.
Also, what are the post-op recommendations for a healthy recovery period, and how long is the recovery period? Also, what is the length of time before a patient can resume their usual level of activity and return to exercise? This is always the big question or questions when in regards to these particular surgeries.
Right, exactly. That sure is. And obviously, a lot of this is obviously discussed before surgery, in the pre-op visits, so that people are ready for this. The post-op recommendations, you stay in a soft bra. Usually I recommend a sports bra. Everything is left alone for about a week when it comes to the breast lift. You have to use your common sense as to how much activity you're going to go through. Obviously, if you have a desk job, then obviously any kind of desk-related work you can probably resume within 2 or 3 days pretty quickly. If you're loading and unloading trucks, probably you want to take a good 2 or 3 weeks off before you do that. But in general, the recovery period for breast lift is about 2 weeks, meaning that in 2 weeks' time, all the sutures are out. But most people are able to resume normal activities within a couple of days, as long as it doesn't involve a lot of physical contact with the chest area, because everything is pretty much splinted by the sports bra that you put in from the beginning. And the other thing that most people are interested in is obviously any kind of intimate contact, and again, that's basically something that people should judge on their own. I usually recommend that sort of stuff is left alone for about 3 weeks. But the important thing is that the more you're prepared preoperatively for the procedure, the better and quicker the recovery. Nothing that we can do during the surgery or after the surgery it affects us as much as the preoperative preparation. So that's very, very important in that regard. And exercise, again, you start off slowly. I always use the example, if you're someone who runs 5 miles a day, I would recommend that after about a week or so, you know, jog 1 mile and see how that is, and then slowly build up to your usual level of activity.
Certainly most informative, and we really appreciate your insight and information here today, Dr. Goldstein, per your expertise. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners today?
Sure. I always like to, as a plastic surgeon, one of our important, I think, projects that we have is trying to teach people anything about surgery, about plastic surgery. Health is always worthwhile. So that's one of our main objectives as a plastic surgeon, is to actually teach people. And one of the things I always teach my patients who are involved with breast surgery is that they should not forget to perform a breast exam on their own. That's critical. Breast exams done on a monthly basis at the same time of the month, it can really pick up problems much earlier than mammograms that are only done once a year or once every 2 years. Even if you love your physician and he or she sees you once or twice a year, that's still not as often as obviously every month. And I think for that reason, self-exam is still a very important part of maintaining good health. And I recommend that for everyone. And just the final thing, it's not so much what you feel the first time, but the change that can occur in each of the quadrants of the breast. When you feel there's a change, that's when you should, again, not be afraid to see a physician in regard to that. So that's my takeaway. I think in terms of breast health, self-exam is critical.
And we certainly appreciate that extra bit of information. Where can our listeners find more information about your practice, and how can listeners be in contact as well?
Sure. Probably the best way is that they can go to my website, which is www.cosmetic-surge.com. That's my website, and I can be reached through that method.
Once again, Dr. Goldstein, we certainly appreciate your time and look forward to having you back with us in the future right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Always happy to participate anytime.
And that certainly sounds good to me. We have been speaking with Dr. Leon Goldstein, board-certified plastic surgeon at Coastal Plastic Surgery Center. Dr. Goldstein performs breast lift surgery and other procedures of the breast, body, and face from offices in Providence, Rhode Island, and also Madison, Connecticut. And for more information and for contact, simply visit cosmetic-surge.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.